daf is daf lamed beis, right? So we got to the bottom of lamed aleph amud beis. The Gemara, three lines from the bottom, says, "Im yesh sham based in masa b'fam." If he wanted to make a tanai that this money, he wanted to be ensured that he's going to get paid, he can make a tanai in front of Beis Din. So the Gemara says, "Iser Rav Safar." Iser is a person's name here. Iser Rav Safar Ovid Iske Bahade Hadade. They did some business together. And also Rav Safar Palagle below Daita de Iser Bape Beitre. So Rav Safar wanted out of this deal. So he took his half and sold it and got rid of it without telling his consulting with his partner in front of two other people. So Asla Kami de Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So he went to Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Amarle Zil Aisi Tlasa de Paglis Kamayu. So Rabba, who's the dai in this case, says you need to bring three people that you divided the business. It wasn't enough that you had two. Or Inami. Alternatively, another thing you could do is, Gemara is on top of Lamed Beis now. Trey Migo Tlasa. At least bring two of the three people who witnessed the split. Says Rashi, Shnaim min hashlosha yavo bi'aidu lomar shlosha hainu. So you have two people testify that we were really three. Or Inami, Trey saw the two independent people, Tepalgas Bape Baitlasa, two people who saw you split it in front of three other people. Well, either way, he needed a total of three people that saw him do the division. So the Gemara says, Amr Le Menalacha. So he wants to know, who says this? How do you know you need three people? How do you know that two people isn't enough? So Amr Le, so he says, our Mishnah here in Bab Metzia tells us, the Tanan, Im Yesh Sham Bezdin Masa Bifneim. So if you have a bezin there of three people, Rashi says stam bezin is shlosha. So we see Alma says Rashi ain koch lahafkir mamon ze etzel ze bepachos mishlosha. You can't be mafkir something. You can't remove your half of the business unless there are three people there. So that's a ride from this Mishnah. He couldn't make such a tanai unless three people were present. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, mi dami. Can you compare the case of the guy selling his half of the business to this case of the Aveda? Hasam de mapik mamona mehai mosu lahai, but in a bezdin. So this case where the guy wants to take money for picking up the Aveda, he's taking money from the owner. So then you need three people. It's taking money from one person and transferring it to somebody else. That needs a bezdin. Ava hacha, didei shakli, gili milsabamahu, bitre sagile. So here, the guy's taking his money. He put 50%, he put $100,000 into the business. He's removing that $100,000. He's not taking money from anybody else. So there, you simply need a gili milsa b'alma. You're not doing any type of hefker or whatnot. You're just having a gili milsa. You just need edus. And two people is enough. You don't need three in this case. So Gemara says, I bring your raya that that's the case. Teda, it's not in the Mishnah. Tells the Mishnah appears in Maseches Ksubis. Almana mocheres shelo b'fne bezdin. Alman, Rashi explains, is Hainizones min nichse yisomim. So her husband dies, and the estate is feeding the yisomim, and she's also getting the yisomim own the land, but she's being fed from that estate, from the property. So she could be mocheres l'mizonos, she could sell the property without the consent of Bezdin. Says Rashi, shloba Bezdin uvilvad she yurushnaim shel timkar bezul. But she needs, even though the Mishnah says she doesn't need a bezin, you do need two people just to make sure she doesn't sell it for too cheap. She doesn't really take away from the yisomim too much. So we see from here that you don't need a bezin to sell your own property, even though someone else's partner, if the almana is a partner with the yisomim, she's allowed to sell her part even without bezin. So the Gemara says, Amar le Abai. Abai says, V'lavit mi yitmar Allah. Was it not said on this Mishnah, Amar Rav Yosef bar Minyomi, Amar Rav Nachman, Almana eino tzicha bezin shemumchin aval tzicha bezin shehad yotas. No, it means you don't need a bezin and mumche, expert bezin, but you still need three people, three hedyotas to accomplish this. So Rashi indicated above, again, there's a lot going on here really, to really fully grasp this, but there seems to be some level of hefker that's going on here. When you're selling a certain part of your, even your own chelek, there's some level of hefker, and there's a big machlokas, the Gemara in Nedarim, we saw this in a Tosis earlier here. Bezin requires, rather, hefker requires three people. You require bezin to do hefker. There's a Tosfos in Pesachim about this. So the machlokes is whether that's a din midaraisa or only a din midarabanan having to do hefker in front of three. But there's some element here of being misalik, a person's removing, relinquishing his rights, his ownership. You need a bezin here. And that's the idea that's going on here. Right? Could we know, normally for buying and selling, you don't need a bezin. You can buy and sell as you please. So when it affects someone else, you're somehow being misalik, ownership, you require a bezin. So that's the Gemara here. But again, you have to learn this be'in to really appreciate what's going on here. There's a long tosis here, a long rishon to fully grasp this. Okay, let's move on now. The Mishnah says, Matzah berefes, you find in a refes, well, like a cow shed of some sort, ein chayba, you don't have to return it. because it's in a shed. B'rishis harabim, but if you find an animal, a cow, in Rishis harabim, in the public domain, then chayba, then you have to be machzir, you have to be machriz on it. Vim ha'isa be'beis ha'kfaros, if it's in a cemetery, lo yitame lo, so as we know, the kohen shouldn't become tame. So Rashi says we're referring to a kohen here. The Rambam says it even refers to a nazir. Nazir also can't become tame. The three isurim that apply to a nazir, he can't drink wine, he can't cut his hair, and he can't be mitami mace. So why does Rashi specify a kohen? Why doesn't he mention a nazir also shouldn't go? All the examples we always see is always a kohen. Why not a nazir? So Rekiv Eger says, because based on this figure is a nazir, for those who remember, that since a nazir, you have yesh she'ela, you could always undo the naziris by having a she'elas chacham, therefore it's a weaker type of iser for the nazir. You can just undo it, and then he's allowed to, he's not inherently usher to go to the base car, so just temporarily, and it can be undone. As opposed to a kohen, it can't be. So that's why it's possible that a nazir might be able to go into Beis Kfaros, according to Rashi, in order to retrieve the aveda. Okay. So again, im ha'isa be'Beis Kfaros lo yitamala. You don't become tameh. Im amar lo aviv. If a father says he tameh, even though you're a kohen, he says go become tameh to do a Shabbos aveda. Oh, shamar lo al tachshir lo yishmalo. Or he says to you in general, forget a kohen, don't pick that aveda. If he tells you to violate an iser, the halacha, as we know, you don't listen to the father. So then the Gemara says, park v'ton, park v'ton. He takes off, puts back on, takes off, puts back on. Afilu abra v'chamisha pavim chayiv. You have to always help the person load and reload and take off the packages if needed, even four or five times. Shenemar, as we saw already, azov tazov. The Pasuk says, help out and help out even more. So then the Gemara says, halach v'yashav lov amar hold. The guy says, go, he goes, v'yashav, and the owner of the package sits on the floor and says, amar hold v'alecha, ta, v'alecha mitzvah, since I knew it's a mitzvah to pick up the masoy and take it off, im riton chalefrok prok pater. If you want, you could do it. The guy, the owner of the donkey and all the package sits on the side and says, listen, this is your mitzvah. The turner tells me to load my donkey. It tells you to help me out. I'm going to sit back and you do all the work. So in that case, says the Mishnah Shenemar, the guy's pater Shenemar imo. You only have to help out if the guy himself is helping, putting the packages or removing the packages. But the guy sits back and says, it's your mitzvah, then you're pater. Im haya zake no chola chayiv. If the guy, the owner of the package is a chola, he can't, he's just weak. He wants to help, but he's not capable of helping, or he's too old to help out. So then you'd have to help out even though he's not doing anything. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok of alo litom. There's a mitzvah min haTorah, says the Mishnah, to remove, take off the packages, but there is no mitzvah min haTorah to load the packages. That's the Tanakama. But Rabbi Shimon Omer af litom. No, there's a mitzvah even to load the packages, as the Gemara is going to explain the machlokas here. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer im haya alav yes al maso. If there's more than the animal can handle, more packages than he can handle on his back, ein zakaglo, you are not required to help out. Shenemar tachas maso masoi shiachal lamud bo. Tachas maso, the pasuk says, under his maso, a masa shelo, that he's able to hold on to. If it's more than that, then there's no obligation to load or even unload. There's a p'tur according to Rabbi Yosef Haglili. So a lot going on in this mission, a lot of different levels here. So the Gemara is going to analyze each of these stages of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava refes she'amru, that kalsha that the Mishnah spoke of, that we said if you find it in a refes, there is no chiv to return it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava refes she'amru, eino mita veino mishameres. What do we mean eino mita? So it says Rashi, where's the Rashi here? Rashi says, refes she'amru, sheshaninu b'mishasenu, that we said in the Mishnah, you don't have to be machriz it, askinan kisheino masa es habehema shibasochel yos borachas viotas, where it's not looking like it's straying away, it's running away at all. It's staying there in the place of the refes, in the cowshed. Veveino mishtameres, says Rashi, sheino neula vim basal atzeis yotas. It's not locked. So you walk by a cowshed. You see the cows inside, but it's wide open, or maybe it's closed, but it's not locked. So what's the? It's not fully protected, but it's not lost either. So that's what we're referring to in the Mishnah, says Rava. It's eino masa ve'eino mishameres. Eino masa, what does that mean? Mitikasani eino chayba, that you don't have to be machers on him because it's not really lost. It's not wandering around anywhere. Ve'eino mishameres, and it's not protected though, mitzitzrech lemitza eino chayba. From the fact that it has to tell me you don't have to be machers, it says there's a havim, you know, that maybe you should be machers it. Since it's eino mishameres, it's not fully protected, maybe you should be machers it. Tells the Mishnah, you don't have to machar. It's this middle ground where it's not fully protected, but it's not lost either. Because this hakadaita mishameris. If you thought we were talking about a cow shed that's fully mishameris, so hashta mishkach la avra maile legave, mishkach la megave mi baile. You find it outside, all you have to do is bring it inside. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mile legave, kidamin la'el leginasa lecharvasa minai. Remember we saw before, if you find an lost object, you don't have to return it to the guy's house. You can just drop it off in his cow shed. He doesn't have to know about it. So you find it avrai and you have to put it migavai. So certainly if you see it inside already, there's nothing more to do. You're ready, it's already accomplished what you have to accomplish, putting it inside. The Gemara never told us you have to put it in a gina that's mishameris, that's locked, as long as it has fenced, even though it's not actually locked. So it's obvious if it's completely mishameris. Obviously there, you don't have to, there's nothing to do. So Ella, the Gemara says, shmamina ina mishameris shmamina. To a case where it's not fully locked, we're telling us that even though it's not fully locked, you don't have to do anything, you just leave it as is in the refes. Then the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah again, matzah berefes ino chayv. If you find it in the cow shed, you don't have to be machrez it. Amar Reb Yitzchak v'husha omedes toch l'tchum. It's a situation where it's standing within the tchum. What does that mean, within the tchum? So I don't know if it's a refes, isn't that by definition the tchum? I guess the refes, the cow shed, the farm, the back of the house, acres away, has to be within the tchum of what? The tchum of the owner, I guess? So the Gemara says, Mechlal de Brishis Harabim, Vafilu Batocha Tchum Nami Chayv. But let's say you find it in the public domain, but it's mamish in front of the guy's house. It's in the Tchum of the guy, the owner. So once it's in Brishis Harabim, even though it's Bisocha Tchum, there's a chiv to return it back. Ikadami, others say it differently. Ikadamasi La Seif, others say it differently. When it says, when Rabbi Yitzchak says, Vahu Shir Omedes Tocha Tchum, it's really going on the Seifa, that what? Rishus Harabim Chayba, that you have to return it if it's Rishus Harabim, and Amar Rabbi Yitzchak v'hu shomedes chutz the tchum, only if it's Rishus Harabim and also outside the tchum, Michal implying the berefes afilu omedes lechutz the tchum nami inu chayba. That means if you find the cow in the cow shed outside the tchum, if it's unlocked, you still don't have to do anything, even though it's so far away from the Baal HaBayis. It's chutz l'tchum, you don't have to do anything if it's chutz l'tchum. So two different ways to do this, to read this. Either it's everything's talking about l'toch tchum, or everything's referring to chutz l'tchum. Okay, big nafkamina, of course. Okay, Gemara now says, "Bebeis ha'kfaros lo yitamela." If it's in the cemetery, then you don't have to be metame. You're not allowed to be metame. So the Gemara says, "Taner rabbanan minayin shim amar lo aviv hitame." Osh amar lo al tachzir shlo yishmalo. How do you know if your father says that if you're a kohen, go be metame, or he says don't return the object or any other iser in the... So how do you know you don't have to listen to him? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ishimo b'aviv tiro, v'shab sozai tishmaran yashem. You have to fear your parents, and you also have to keep Shabbos. Kulchem chayavim mechvodi. Everyone's chayav to keep my honor, says Hashem. So time with the kazer rachmanu eshab sozai tishmaru. So fine, so that's the din. So even though the father tells you to violate Shabbos, he also has to listen to Shabbos. So you listen to me over listening to your parents. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Halav hachi, have we not had this drasha? Hava mina taisele? You would think to listen to your father. Vamai, how could that be true? Hai ase, vahai lo sase v'yase. V'lo asu ase v'dachi es lo sase v'yase. How could you listen to your father? He says, you have to, it's two isurim to not return aveda. There's an ase to return the aveda, and there's a lav not to return it. So how could the ase of kibra ve'eim be doch and hava mina and ase v'lo sase? That concept doesn't exist. So the Gemara says, "It's serich that the havamina sakadai techamina." I would have thought, "Hoyel v'hukash kibra ve'em lechvodo shemakom." We see that we know there's a connection. The Gemara and Kedushin as well. Shlosha shutvin, that there are three partners. You have to honor your parents like you honor Hashem. Shenamar kan, as the Pasuk says, "Kabed havicha ve'simecha." V'nemar lahalan, it says elsewhere in Mishlei, "Kabed Hashem hunecha," to honor Hashem. So there's a hekesh between these individuals, so the Hashem and the parents. Hokach taisele, maybe you should listen to your parents over Hashem, since they're equal. Kamash melon delo lishmelon, comes to teach us, you don't listen to them. So have me to think that you should listen to your parents over Hashem, since we equate the kavod to each other. So what exactly is this havamina? So the pashas the havamina is, since they're shkulim, since they're mamash equal, so you could choose who you want to listen to. Not that you have to listen to your parents over Hashem, but you can listen to your parents over Hashem. The other explanation is, what's the havamina to think that your parents' kavod is greater than Hashem's kavod? Is because when it comes to your parents' kavod, even if it's a loss of money, if even a person has no money, he has to still be mechavid his parents. When it comes to serving Hashem, if a person doesn't have money to serve Hashem, then he's pater. Not violating Yisurim, but mitzvah aseh. If a person doesn't have money to buy a lulav, he's pater from the aluminum. But to honor your parents, even if a person doesn't have money, you still have to honor your parents. So there's a half minute to think that the kibud av va'im is greater than the kavod Hashem. Everyone's required to listen to Hashem, even your parents, and it's not docha the isur. So there's an interesting question that the Smag and others ask, that there's a concept that only if osa ma'isa imcha, that there's only an obligation to do kibud av va'im if your parents are following in the derech Hashem. My osa ma'isa imcha, if they're listening to Hashem, but if they're not doing the ma'isa imcha, if they're not listening to Hashem, then you don't have to listen to them. So if your parents tell you to do something that's wrong, that means you're not osa ma'isa imcha. That means there's no mitzvah kibud av va'im. There's nothing to be docha here. They say, go, you're a kohen, go to the Beis Kfaros. So they're violating Yisurim. They're not following the Derech Hashem. So there's no havamina to even listen to them. So what's going on here? So what the Smag answers is, he says that just by a dibur ba'amo, that doesn't make them a Rasha. If they're doing Yisurim, fine. If they're doing Yisurim, then you don't have to listen to your parents. They're not doing Yisurim. They said do something. It's a dibur. A dibur alone doesn't make a person into a Rasha. And they're still b'taras, osam ais imcha, and you have to listen to them. So that's the Havamina. Maybe you should listen to them when they say do something wrong. Kamash malam, we don't. Others say no. Ma'is imcha is only if they tell you to do something for no reason other than to violate the Torah. So then that's eino osa ma'is imcha. They tell you to do something against the Torah, but there's a certain to'elus. You can understand where they're coming from, even though it's against the Torah. You can understand where they're coming from. There's some level of to'elus. So then they're not coming from a bad place. So then even though they say to do an iser, they're still considered osa ma'isa imcha, and there's a havamina to think that you should listen to them over your parents. That's the chiluk that the Miri says. Okay. Let's go right to now. Actually, one other thing. The Mali Rome says here, there's a question he wants to know. Let's say you have an essay docha lo sase. So let's say you have an assay. We said an assay is not docha, an assay velo sase. An assay is only docha, one los assay. But one assay versus an assay and los assay doesn't work. Let's say you have a mitzvah that has two mitzvahs assays to it. Can two mitzvahs assays be docha and assay velos assay? That's the question he wants to know. And the Mali Rom says, the Rai from this Gemara here, we say kibud av aim has two mitzvahs assays. There's the mitzvah of kibud and the mitzvah of yira. And we still say, even though there are two mitzvahs assays, it's not docha hashavas aveda, which has an assay velos assay. Right, that's the raya. If it's really true that two assays can be docha and assay velos assay, so we should say, listen to your parents and don't do shavas aveda. So that's how he proves from here that two assays cannot beat out an assay velos assay. But the Stei Chemin says no, it's not a good raya from here, because the mitzvah of kibud av aim and yira is two different mitzvah assays. The Mali Rome is referring to a case where you have two assays that are attached to each other. These are not attached to each other. Two assays. The one's a kibud, one's yira. They're two different sets of rules. Honoring is one set of rules, and yours is a different set of rules, and therefore he thinks there's no riot from this Gemara about two assays going up against an assay velos assay. Okay, Gemara now says the widest line down in the Amud here quotes from the Mishnah mitzvah min haTorah lifrok avalo litam. There's a mitzvah to remove the packages from the back, but there is no mitzvah to load the animals. So my avalo liton. What does it mean there's no mitzvah to load the animals? Ilema ava loliton klal. There's no mitzvah at all to load the animals. So maishna prika dichsev azov tazov imo. Why is that the case? Prika, removing the load, it says azov tazov, help him out. So tina nami yaksev, it says by loading an animal, hakem takim imo, help load up the animal. How could you reject the mefurish pasuk? Of course there's a mitzvah of tina, loading up an animal. So Ella, what does that mean? Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok bechinam. There's a mitzvah to unload an animal for free. You have no time. You can't claim any money. It's easy to take off the packages. But min haTorah, there's no mitzvah to load an animal for free. Rather, you're allowed to take money for helping a guy load the animal. Even though you're helping a guy do a mitzvah, you're still allowed to take schar because he's taking you away from your job, and it's a lot of effort to do that. That's what the difference is. Of course, there's a mitzvah, but the mitzvahs are different. One has to be done for free, and one can be done for schar. Rabbi Shimon Omer af liton bechinam. He thinks no, even loading an animal should be done bechinam for free. So Gemara says Tanita Laha. We have a brisa that says this: the Tana Rabbanan Prika bechinam tina beschar. Removing, unloading an animal should be done bechinam, and loading an animal should be done for schar, for money. And Rabbi Shimon Omer zu vizu bechinam. Both of them should be done bechinam. So this is a first brisa. So the Gemara says, my tamai, what's the reason for this? The Rabbanan. Why the Rabbanan said there's a difference between tina and prika? Because this hakadaita Rabbi Shimon, if you really hold like Rabbi Shimon, that both te'ina and prika don't get schar, it should be bechinam. So lichta rachamana te'ina. The Torah should have just said te'ina about loading an animal. If you load by prika, you don't need to teach me prika unloading an animal. Why? Vadamina, I would have understood myself. Ma te'ina de les beit tzar balechayim v'leka chesun chis ka'chayiv. So loading an animal where there's no tzar balechayim there. And there's no chisaron kiss. I'm chayiv to help load the animal. So certainly prika, the isbe tzar balechayim, if I don't unload the animal, removing the packages, where there is tzar balechayim, while the packages remain on the back of the animal, the chesaron kiss, and the animal could possibly die and cause a chesaron kiss, lokoshki, and certainly I have an obligation to do a prika to remove the load. So why does it say, elamai hilchazo kasri rachmana? So why did the Torah write the prika if it's so obvious? So it must be there's a chiddush here, lo melacha, that prika bechinam, tina beschar. That there's a difference between the tina and the prika. That the loading of the animal can be done beschar, but the prika, the unloading animal, is done bechinam. That's the chiddush that Tanna Kamma said. But Rabbi Shimon says, my tamai, why do they hold, why does Rabbi Shimon hold that both should be done bechinam? Mishum de lo mesai mekra, because the psukim are not clear. It's not clear which is referring to which. Look at Rashi, seven lines from the bottom. Lo mesai mekra, we saw this already a couple of times. The mashmos tiina hilkach iksef chad hava mino leprika asa. You don't know which means which. So if you had to choose one, prika, removing, unloading would be the more obvious one to help out the animal. So if we only had one, I would have to. I don't know what tazov or hake means. Which one refers to which? So if I only had one in the pasuk, I would have by default interpreted to mean it's referring to prika, removing the load. I wouldn't make a kavachomer to tiina. So the Gemara says, so therefore it's needed to say both them, they're both necessary, and it's not available to teach me a chiddush of one b'schar, one b'chinam. They're both b'chinam. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan, amai lo mesai mekra. So according to Rabbanan, how is it so clear to them that one's referring to one? So hacha ksiv, rovets tachas maso, hasam ksiv, no flim baderech. Diramu inayu v'tunayu be'orcha mashma. So one says, Rovets tachas maso, that the animal is crouching below its maso. It sounds like it's on the animal itself. And the other pasuk says, Noflim b'derech, they're falling on the ground, both of them. What's Noflim? It should be Nofel, the animal itself, or Nofelis. What's Noflim? Both the animal and the maso are both on the floor, so that clearly is referring to helping load, while Rovets tachas maso is referring to unloading. So it's very clear from the pasukim which is referring to which, according to Rabbanon. So we should have just mentioned the prika. Why does it mention tzina, says the Rabbanon? To tell me the added chiddush that one's for schar, one's for chinam. And to which Rabbi Shimon responds back, he says, no, noflim b'derech, inu v'tuneu alava hayu mashma. It could be that both the animal and the packages on its back are both on the floor, but the packages are still on the back. No one said that they're separate from the animal. They're both lying on the ground flat, but maybe attached to each other still. So there's no raya from the psukim, according to Rabbi Shimon, that one's referring to one and the other the other. So that's why it's necessary to teach both, and he concludes both are b'chinam. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rava. So Rava says, "Midivrei, we learn from Divrei Shnehem Nilmad Tzar Balechayim Deraisa. We learn from both Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon the fact that you have to unload the animal tells me that Tzar Balechayim is a din Deraisa. Ve'afilu Rabbi Shimon lo kamer ela mishum de lo masayim ekra. And even Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't have once for schar, once for chinam, it's only because the psukim are unclear. About masayim ekra, had the psukim been clear, it was very clear that one's referring to loading, to Tina, so then he would have learned, certainly him, Darshi Kavachomer. He would have learned the Kavachomer that if you have to unload the animal, then certainly loading the animal would be permitted as well. So the Gemara says, the other way around, if you have to load the animal, so Kavachomer, you have to unload the animal for the why? What's the reason? Mishumai, la mishum tar b'chaim darshinam. It must be that both of them hold that because of tar b'chaim, it must be a din. There's a number of sources. In the back here, they quote six. I remember if Asher Weiss has a whole discussion in Parshas Balak. I think he has 13 different sources of Tzar Balechayim being Deraisa. Just to quote a few of them here, the Rashi and Shabbat says this very pasuk, Azov Tazov Imo, this is the source of Tzar Balechayim, is Aser Mideraisa. The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, it's because Parshas Bilam, that's why Asher Weiss talks about it in Parshas Balak. When Bilam says, "Ama kisa asoncha zeshal shurgal," why'd you hit the your animal, your donkeys three times? What's wrong with hitting the animal? Must be tzar b'chaim is an iser deraisa. The Ravid says the pasuk lo sachsom shor b'disho, don't muzzle the animal while plowing. That's causing the animal to suffer. And the Rabbeinu Peretz says it's halacha mishmi Sinai. Radbaz says there's no real source; it's just an understood iser ba'alma. And the Chassam Sofer says, based on Pasuk Tehillim, it says racham of akol masav, to have rachamim on all masav, on all Kadosh Baruch Hu's creations. One should have rachamim. That's the source of tzar b'alechayim d'araisa. Okay, so the Gemara says now. So we see from here, the Gemara says it's clearly from Rabbi Shimon Tanakama that tzar b'alechayim is asa mid'araisa. So before we go by, just one more look at Tosis for a second on the top here. Tosis writes, "Midivrei shnehem nilmad tzar b'alechayim d'araisa v'im tomer im kein amai okrim al malachim v'lo midarchei ha'amori." Gemara Bodhazara says, after king dies, then you take the horse and you cut off its leg so nobody else could use it. Isn't that tzar b'alechayim? So it says Tosas v'yesh lomar mishum dechavod melech v'nasi adaf, that the honor of the king is so great it's able to be doche the iser of tzar b'alechayim k'ma bal tashchis denidcha mibnei kvodam, that even bal tashchis, destroying something unnecessarily, is permitted for the kavod of a king. To unkelis hager sarif al Rabbi Gamliel, after Rabbi Gamliel died, he burnt Ayin Monatsuri, a lot of money he destroyed of Rabbi Gamliel for the kavod of the Nasi. So you see, Baal Tashchesh can be nidche because of the kavod of the Nasi. So too, we can be doche, the Yisr Tzar B'alechayim, for the kavod of the Melech. Others say, Ramban says no, because you could violate Tzar B'alechayim if it's for the benefit of the people. Not because kavod HaMelech, but whenever a man could use it, you know, shechting an animal or killing an animal, a bee, it's not Tzar B'alechayim, because you're trying to protect yourself. For the purpose of when there's certain use for the person, that would be permitted. So I think he says here as well, this is since it's a for a certain use of people not using it, not because of the covered milk, but because shamshus, I think he says that's the reason why you could be docha the isser here. Okay, the Gemara now says, Vidilma, so we had a source above that, again, that you have to unload the animal because it's tzar balechaim. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Dilma mishum diika chesun kiss. Maybe the reason why you unload the animal, not because of the pain the animal is going through, because if you leave the load there any longer, the animal might die, and the owner might have a chesun kiss. Nothing to do with tzar balechayim. And the hachi kamar, the way you read it is as follows: matiina de lesbe chesun kiss chayiv tina, which is loading the animal. There's no chesun kiss if you just leave it on the side, but you still have to help him out. Prika de isbe chesun kiss lo koshukein. But removing, if you don't remove it, there's going to be chesun kiss. Certainly there should be, you should help out unloading the animal. So the Gemara says, v'ti'ina ein b'chesun kiss. So wait a second. Is there no chesun kiss by helping load an animal? Milo askinan dada'achi v'achi b'ato mishuke. If you don't help the guy, he's going to miss the time in the shuk. He could have sold, the prime time selling is today. If he doesn't load the animal today, he's going to miss the opportunity. So that's chesun kiss. Or inami asuganve v'shakle. So if you don't help him out, so it's lying on the ground there, some guy might come along and steal all the packages. So there's a possible chesun kiss. So therefore we see from here that you can't say that Tina doesn't have chesun kiss. Tina must have can have chesun kiss. And that can't be the Kal v'chomer. The only sensible Kal v'chomer is a Tzar b'alechayim. Gemara brings another raya, Teda, the Tzar b'alechayim deraisa. How do I know Tzar b'alechayim is deraisa? The Kasani say for the end of the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Im Haya Alav Yeser Al Maso, Ein Zakiklo. If there's too much packages on the back, too many packages on the back, you don't have to help him out. Shenemar Tachas Maso, Maso Isha Yachal Amarba, only a Maso that the animal's capable of holding. But if it's not capable of holding it, you could just leave the animal there with that heavy, heavy packages. But that's only Shitas Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But Lab Mechlal the Tanakama Savar, it is not implied that the Tanakama argues and says, Zokiklo, you have to help out if the animal has too much weight on its back. My Tama, what's the reason? La Mishum, the Tzar B'alechayim deraisa, must be the Tanakama holds that Tzar B'alechayim is deraisa. And if it's too much, you have to help out. So the Gemara says, Dilma B'tachas Maso Pligi. Maybe it's not a machlok is about Tzar B'alechayim or not. Maybe they're arguing about how to interpret the words Maso, Tachas Maso. The Rabbi Yossi Savar, Darshinan Tachas Maso, it's meant to be a drasha. Dafka maso sheyachal amarbo. Dafka maso for the animal's capable of. And Rabban Tavri lo darshin tachas maso. They don't have a drasha. Nothing to do with Tzar B'alechayim. Just how do you learn the psukim? Does it mean maso that he's able to hold on to? So there's a raya from this pasuk. So then the Gemara attempts to bring another raya. Teda. Now the other way around. Teda the Tzar B'alechayim lav deraisa. It's not a deraisa. How do I know? The Kasani, the Mishnah says, Reisha, the Kasani Reisha, the Reisha says, Halach v'yashav lo. The guy goes, the owner of the animal sits down on the side, says, V'amar lo hol v'alecha mitzvah l'prok, since the mitzvah's on you to help unload, parok. So you should go do it. Pater, you don't have to help out then. Why? Shenem ar imo, only if he's helping. But if he's not helping, you're pater. Now, if you hold that there's a pain whenever the animal is going through pain, so mali isalamari bahade, mali kilesalamari bahade. What's the difference whether he's helping you or not? The animal is going through tzar b'lechaim now, which is nisidaraisa. You must help him out. The fact that you don't have to help him out indicates that tzar b'lechaim is not the raisa. So the Gemara says, no, not true. The olam tzar b'lechaim is the raisa. So mi savres pater, pater legamre. Who says he's pater completely? What it means is pater, dilma pater bechinam v'chai b'schar. He's pater for doing a bechinam, but he's chayv to still help the animal, but then he's allowed to claim money afterwards from the owner who didn't help out. But in a chanam, you can't leave the animal standing there with all the packages on its back. V'alchi kamar, this is what the Torah says, rachmana. Ki'ish l'marei b'hadei, when the owner is helping you out, avid gave bechinam, then you work with him, bechinam. When the owner is not helping you out, then avad gave b'schar. Then you take off the packages for schar. But really, tzar b'lechaim is their isa. So that's how they interpret it. Gemara says a mnemonic now. Simon behemas behemas oeh v'sone rabson. So Gemara says lema misaile. Maybe the following brayos should be a support that tzar b'lechaim is their isa. How so? The brayos says behemas oved kochavim mitapel ba ki behemas yisro. If you see an animal owned by a goy, you have to deal with it just like you would deal with a Jewish animal. That means you have to help unload the packages and help load the packages. Now, Iyamris Bishma Tar Balechaim Deraisa, if you understand that Tar Balechaim is really an Issa Deraisa, then Mishum Hachi Metapa Bakabe Masiso. Therefore, we don't care who owns the animal. If the animal has packages on its back, you have to take care of all animals. There's no Jew or non-Jewish animal. All animals are alike. So you have to protect the animal. But Ela Iyamris Tar Balechaim Lav Deraisa, if you hold it's not a Deraisa. So why would you have to treat, if we don't care about the animal, so why are you helping the goy out here? We don't care about the goy's stuff. So the Gemara says, Hasam Mishum Eva's Eva. The Jew's gonna, the non-Jew, the goy's gonna see me helping out the Jewish guy, and then I'm not helping him out, that's going to be Mishum Eva animosity. So that's why we, because of Shalom, we'll help out the guy as well. But Midderai Sa'ina Chanami, there would not be an obligation to help out the behemas Akum. So Gemara says, Hachanami Mistavir, it's also quite sensible to say this. The Kasani, the Brisa says, Im ha'isa tu'una yayin aser, if it's carrying yayin nesach, which of course is aser, ein zakaglo, you don't have to help out, you don't have to assist the guy with the yayin nesach. Yamas bishma lav deraisa, mishum hach ein zakaglo. If you assume tzar b'lechaim is not deraisa, so we don't really care about the animal, so that makes sense why you don't have to help out yayin nesach. We don't care that the wine is weighing down the animal, that's not our concern. But Ella, but if you hold the Yamers deraisa, if Tzar b'lechaim in fact is really a din deraisa, amai ain't zakaglo, why don't you have to help him out? So the animal is Tzar b'lechaim. So it must be that Tzar b'lechaim is not deraisa. That's why you could leave the yayin on the back of the animal. So the Gemara says no. Hachi kamar. Ulahatina yayin aser ain't zakaglo. But to load up, even though the Bryce doesn't say latina, but that's what it's referring to. To unload the animal, no matter who owns it, no matter what type of food it is, whether it's yayin nesach or not, you always have to unload the animal because of tzar b'lechaim. But lahatina, to load the animal, so then only something that's mutter. But if it's yayin nesach, then one does not have to help assist in the yayin nesach to load the animal. That's not a case of tzar b'lechaim. Gemara now says, Toshma, behemas oved kochavim umaso yisrael. Let's say you have an animal owned by a goy, but the packages are owned by a Jew. V'chadalta, the pasuk says v'chadalta means, and you see it's on the ground, needs help. So the pasuk says, where's the pasuk? V'chadalta me'azov lo, azov tazov imo, help him out. So v'yamris bishlam v'yamas tzar b'lechaim deraisa amad v'chadalta. V'chadalta means sometimes you have to leave it alone. Chadalta means sometimes it's buried like v'salamta, sometimes you turn away. Chadalta means sometimes you just let it sit there on the ground and you don't do azov tazov. So if you understand tzar b'lechaim is deraisa, amai v'chadalta, why would you ever let an animal sit there with the packages on its back? Azov tazov means barley. You need to help out the animal if it's talking about the tzar b'lechaim. So it must be that tzar b'lechaim is not deraisa. So the Gemara says no. The olam tzar b'lechaim is deraisa. Hasam b'ti'ina, that pasuk of the chadalta is referring to loading the packages. Loading the packages, there are some instances where you don't have to help out load the packages, but always unloading, you always have to unload the animal because that's involving tzar b'lechaim, which is deraisa. So ihach, if that's the case, says the Gemara, ema seifa, so look at the seifa. Be'mas Yisrael amasai ovid kochavim azov tazov. If the animal is a Jewish-owned animal, and the packages are owned by non-Jews, so then you have to help out. So if we're e-betina, if we're talking about tina, loading the package, am I azov tazov? Why do you have to help out? You're helping out. These are the packages of the goyim. You shouldn't have to help out the packages of the goyim. So the Gemara says, Mishim Tzar the Yisrael. Because the Yisrael is going through pain. The Yisrael is the one who owns the animal here. So he now, Rashi says, Shetarach Lahashas Hashem. The Jew has to wait. Now, if his animal is being used by a guy, and it's being delayed because no one's helping load the packages, so the other end, the Jew's waiting for his animal to come back, he's at a loss now. It's a tzar for the Yid. So that's why you have to help out in the case of the Behemoth Yisrael. So then the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case, Afil Reishanami. So we're concerned with the Yisrael. So if the Maso is of the Yisrael, so then you should have to help out there as well, because he's also waiting on the other end for his packages to be delivered. So whether the Yisrael is owning the animal or owning the packages, he's always waiting, so you should always have to help out because of the tzar of the Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no. Reisha b'chamer over kochavim, sefer b'chamer Yisrael. No. Who's the one who's riding the donkey here? The case of the first one is the behemas over kochavim. It's the one riding the animal is a guy. And that's why you don't have to help out, because look at Rashi, a bechamer over kochavim, vein bal hamasa sham. The owner, the Jewish owner of the package, isn't there. Aval ha'ovid kochavim liton. So we don't really care about the package being delivered. We care right there, that moment. Who's there standing by the animal? So it's right now the animal's of goy, and the goy is the one who's riding it. So let him wait. He'll be delayed. Too bad for him. So that's why we say you don't have to help him out. But if it's a case in the seifa where the chamer is Yisrael, where it's a yid who's the one who's moving the donkey, he can't move to the next project until you help him out. So that's why we say, for the benefit of the Yisrael, the rider there, then you should help him out. Not because of Tzar B'Chaim at all, because we don't want the Yid to be B'Tzar. So the Gemara says, my paskus. Why do we make such a distinction? Why in the case of Behemas Ovi Kochavim do we assume that the rider, the Chomer, is Ovi Kochavim? And by the Behemas Yisrael, why is it necessary that the rider there is the Yisrael? So the Gemara says, because Stamad Milsa, the way it works, is Inish Basar Chamer Azil, that typically a person follows the animal, meaning if the animal is owned by, usually the owner of the animal is the one who's riding the animal, who's leading the animal. So if it's a behemoth over kochavim, so you assume the one who's leading the animal is a guy. And if it's a behemoth Yisrael, we could assume that a yid is the one leading the animal. That's how it works. That's typically how it works with the donkey riders. So the Gemara says now further, V'ha chadalta, Vazov Tazov, what's that question here? V'ha chadalta. Up until now, we've been saying this whole discussion is referring to ti'ina, loading the animal. That's the whole shiloh. There's no prika here. We're not talking about tzar b'lei chayim. But if you look at the psukim of chadalta v'azov tazov, it's clearly referring to prika. It's referring to removing the load from the animal. So the Gemara says, so it's clearly, so why is there a distinction between behemas yisrael versus behemas akum? So it must be that tzar b'lei chayim is not there, right? So that's why we don't care about it. The Gemara says, no, Amr Lai, Ha Mani Rabbi Yosef Glilihi. This is particularly according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Amr Tzar Bali Chaim Lav Deraisa. He holds is not Deraisa. According to the Tanakhama, they hold Tzar Bali Chaim is Deraisa. This whole Bryce is only in the world of Rabbi Yosef Glili, who is the Das Yachid, that Tzar Bali Chaim is not Deraisa. So that's why he doesn't care. He says you only have to remove the load if it's a Behemas Yisrael because of the Yid, not because of the animal. But by Behemas Akum, you don't have to help out because there is no Tzar Bali Chaim according to him. Tashma, the Gemara now says, two more rayas, and we'll stop here. Tashma, oi v'lifrok v'soni liton. You have a dear friend of yours who needs help to unload, and you have a soni, a person you hate, an enemy, who needs help loading. So mitzvah b'soni kidei lakov as yitzra. So there's a mitzvah with the soni to help the enemy in order to be cover your yitzra. You hate him, but still you have to work on your midas, so you should go help him out, and maybe you'll make shalom. So v'sakadaitach tzar b'lechaim deraisa, if it's really true, that tzar b'lechaim is deraisa, ha'adiflei, you really should help the guy unload, because, being kovesh my yitzra, it's a wonderful thing, the tikkun amidos is a wonderful thing, but if you have an animal there that has a heavy load on its back and is just sitting there, it's a deraisa, tzar b'lechaim. So it must be that tzar b'lechaim is not deraisa. Mar says, no, afilu hachi kidei lakof yitzra adif. Which is an amazing thing. The Tikkun HaMidas is more important than Tzar Bali Chaim. Granted, Tzar Bali Chaim is an Issa Deraisa, but if it's that between Tikkun HaMidas, one should do Tikkun HaMidas with a Sone over the Issa of Tzar Bali Chaim. And then the Gemara says, last Tashma for the day, Tashma Sone Shamru, that the Sone that we speak of, so Rashi says Sone, says Rashi Kasakadai Tech Sone Shamru Asone de Krakai, referring to the Sone that's mentioned in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says Kisira Chamor Sone Charovitz. You see the animal of your enemy crouching down, so that the Gemara says that Sone of the Pasuk is Sone Yisra Velo Sone Ovid Kachavim. Only referring to an enemy. If you see a yid of yours who you don't like, you should help him out. But if it's a sone, an enemy of yours from a guy, then you shouldn't help them out. So the Gemara asks the question, why is there a distinction? Yamris tsar balechaim is deraisa. If the animal that's going through pain is an is deraisa, mali sone isa, mali sone ovikochavim. We don't care who the owner is, we care about the animal. So there shouldn't be a distinction. The fact that we distinguish between a sone Yisrael and a sone akum must be that there is no concept of tsar balechaim deraisa. The Gemara says, no. Mi savras asoni de krakai. Who says that statement of Sony is referring to a Sony of the Pasuk? The Sony of the Pasuk, you always have to help out an animal, whether or not the Sony is Yisrael or Sony Yaakum. You always have to help out the animal because Tzar Balechayim. The Sony Shamru of the Bryce is referring to Asoni de Masnisen Kani. The Mishnah says Rashi, Asoni de Masnisen Kai, Ahach Masnisa Delea de Sony Litonhu. We said before, if you have the option of an enemy who needs to help below the animal, and Ohev who's unloading the animal, you should go for the sone because kidei litzro, kidei lichvosh is yitzro. That's only referring to a sone who's a yid. But a sone who's an akum, then one would not have to help him out over the tzar b'lei chaim. But ein achanami, the pasuk itself of the sone rovets, that we don't care who the owner is, who the enemy is. The animal is going through tzar, and you have to help them out first. Okay, we will stop here.